The Golden State Warriors improved their NBA best record to 25-5 by crushing Philadelphia 126-86. Brooklyn topped Chicago 96-82. Detroit beat Orlando 109-86. Atlanta bested Cleveland 109-101. New Orleans defeated Phoenix 110-106. Memphis won against San Antonio 95-87. Dallas trumped Washington 114-87. The Lakers topped Denver 111-103. Utah bested Minnesota 100-94. And it was Portland over Toronto 102-97. In the NFL, Detroit Lions defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh can play in Detroit's wildcard game after his one-game NFL suspension was reduced to a $70,000 fine. Suh originally was suspended for stepping on Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers' left leg twice in Sunday's loss to Green Bay for the NFC North title. Former San Francisco 49ers coach Jim Harbaugh was introduced yesterday as head coach at the University of Michigan, his alma mater. Harbaugh told reporters it had been a lifelong dream to be the head coach at Michigan, as his ties go back to when he was a child. His father, Jack Harbaugh, served as an assistant coach when Jim Harbaugh was a young boy. The New York Giants announced yesterday quarterbacks coach Danny Langsdorf is leaving the team after one season to head to Nebraska to become new coach Mike Riley's offensive coordinator. Over on the ice, Montreal beat Florida in a shootout 2-1. Nashville edged St. Louis 3-2. Edmonton skated past Los Angeles in a shootout 3-2. And it was Vancouver over San Jose 3-1. In men's college basketball, Trey Davis scored 25 points and Derek Gordon scored 4 of his 19 in the closing moments as Massachusetts held off Iona 87-82. Meanwhile, the University at Albany Great Danes fell to Niagara 65-47. In top 25 women's college basketball, number 9 North Carolina beat Albany 71-56.